Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hey! I say... Oh, you girl excited. Ooh, you know you like it. I'm so icy. Okay, I take that back. I have to apologize to Wilkins. He was at fault, but that's hit. That's on Hinton.
Who?
On the block field goal. That's on Hinton. But I apologize, Muhammad.
It's on who?
On Hinton.
Oh, what? I thought Wilkinson just stood up.
No, it's Hinton. It's on Hinton. It's on Hinton. Hinton didn't go down.
Yeah, it was ugly.
I apologize. I apologize, Elijah. You didn't play good yesterday, but I apologize for that play. But no, that's on Hinton.
And you also just got the ball right back in versus hands. You're like, well, that's that.
Yeah.
There was no one who was even really given real chase. Atlanta Falcons, though, come away with a 27-24 win on Monday Night Football.
If you want to ever see anything funny, it's that right there, watching offensive linemen on a field goal block team run out and try to tackle somebody. Like, when they kick the long field goal and they have the returner back, there's nothing worse than that.
You can't have to try.
Dude, there's nothing worse than that.
You're not getting anywhere close.
Hell no.
You're not chasing.
You got to do what my man George Foster does, run and tilt the head back and make it like you're trying to gain, like you're gaining on him. But no, it had no shot.
When can you pull up?
No shot. No. It's not when. It's like you look at it. It's not a time to be like, oh, well, he's 50 yards ahead of me. I'm not catching him. You know, but then you got the little fast guy that wanted to, like, show off for his mama or something.
Because you can be DK Metcalf.
Yeah, open up like DK or something like that. Those big dudes like, all right, man, I get 10 good yards. But as long as you're covered, the biggest thing you got to do on those things is the reason you keep running is because there's always got to be somebody to make him stop or cut back. Stop or cut back. That's how you get Devin.
If you're ahead of the play.
That's how you get Devin Hester all the time.
Yeah.
Because, like, Devin Hester has so many returns for touchdowns, but he has so many – tackled
near
at the 5,
yeah.
Tackled at the 3, tackled at the 10, because somebody is, like, forcing him just to pause for a second while you're covered now.
Yeah, it's
– what a play.
The thing for me, in when you talk about guys, and Jesse Bates had a little bit of it on his pick 6, and then obviously the first thing, outside of the linemen who clearly aren't catching the guy, my favorite is to watch the guy who thinks he is going to catch him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go get the – and he's like, no, you're not, man. I know it's Jared Verse. He's got 35 yards on you already.
Dude, he was rolling.
He can move.
There's something to the little Tyreek little peace sign, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that dude, man. I like that.
We all right with that?
I like that. Oh, I don't care about that
I
stuff.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Because I dig it big time if, like, I mean, Bijan's not that type of guy, but – I'd dig it big time if someone on our team was like, yeah, touchdown, deuces.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
The Falcons win 27-24. Zane Gonzalez, 51-yard game-winning field goal after blowing the 21-0 lead. And
big time.
Randy, we took a lot of calls there. Just a lot of frustration still.
It should be.
And I understand that. I was watching the game, and I think you and I kind of talked about it. And I think a lot of people yesterday on the station had a general comment of like, it would be the most Falcon thing for them to win this game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we were ultimately that surprised in general. I think maybe we were surprised when they started to blow it and still found a way to win it. I think that was good. But I was watching the game last night, and they get the Bates pick six. And I'm like, okay, like you and I talked about this. They had to get out fast and not play from behind. And this is setting up ways to win and all that. And then when Bijan went 93, I almost laughed, which is a weird thing to admit because it's just me at home solo, Chipper's asleep, just me laughing. Like, I can't believe they're actually doing this right now. And they were. And yeah. It brought up, look, there's certainly joy, right? Like, it's fun to watch your team dominate.
Yes.
Which for 30 minutes they were doing. I was happy at that. But there was also that pure level of, and I mentioned it at the start of the show, where was this for 7-8 weeks? Where was this? And this is a team, and here's what Raheem had to say. This is a Rams team that many people viewed at certain parts of the season and potentially when they get fully healthier for the playoffs as a Super Bowl contender, and here's what Raheem had to say about beating them.
The Rams are an excellent football team. They're well coached. They got a great organization. They got great leadership across the board. They got great football players across the board. We knew it would be a battle, and we wanted to show that we can play this type of football game. We could play versus this type of team, and the guys went out there and showed it. I'm so proud of all these guys with the effort and everything that put into it, and you know, their work is paying off, and I love that.
Yeah, I mean, they played their ass off, man. They really did. They played hard. Yeah, they had mistakes and what the F moments and things like that. But I thought just the effort the whole game was outstanding. I really did. I thought they played hard. The Rams are a good football team, man.
Yeah.
They're a good football team. You know, with the outstanding quarterback who you frustrated them last night, but yet they still found ways. Like that first touchdown pass, what a damn play call! Just with the tight end running to the back pylon. Obviously, the Puka Nacua touchdown. But I thought, you know, just the fact that I'm talking about just the pure effort that they played with. I thought it was outstanding yesterday, man. I really did.
Real quick, let's take a very short aside from the Falcons and talk about the Rams. How much different are they with Davante Adams? And how much more difficult does it become to defend them?
Well, I think the one thing that he gives you more of a presence. They had a little stat of his red zone targets and touchdowns. Yeah. That's what he does. And don't get me wrong, dude still can play at that X receiver and do all the different things that he's always done. He's just not as fast, and he was never a burner. But yeah, his biggest thing, he's to rot your ass up to be as big as that. It was when I was on his releases and things like that. But yeah, not having him, they didn't have two of their offensive linemen last night. I saw Lamon went out. I don't know if he's back, came back in or not. But I know it looked like he got his bell rung a little bit. But yeah, no, they're just as, in my opinion, capable of winning it all as anybody else because they do have the quarterback. Now, I do think Staff played his way out of the MVP last night with those three touchdowns.
Yeah.
With those picks last night. I think that just opens the door more for Drake May. I'm interested when the final ballot comes out, where does Bijan rank in the MVP for this year? I mean, we all know that he's going to be – we already know he's a Pro Bowl gamer, whatever that is. But also he's in a position where he should be first-team all-pro.
I was looking at some of the odds for Offensive Player of the Year. He's not even in the discussion, Randy.
Yeah, no.
It was Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. It was Christian McCaffrey, and it's Puka Nacua. And he wasn't even in the discussion. So, yeah, I don't know exactly where it's going to fold up. If he has a big – and you and I mentioned this to you off air. He's, 255 scrimmage yards away from the all-time record set by Chris Johnson?
Yes.
Now, he'd have to have another massive game. You'd have to really overload him with touches.
Yes.
Which, it's week 18, he's got a whole offseason to recover physically.
Hell yeah.
As long as he doesn't get, you know, seriously hurt. Like, if you get close, I don't think you go into the game with the plan of having him set the record. If he has another 93-yard play, though, early enough to where you think it's in reach, I think you maybe adjust late and give it a try.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, he's their offense, right? He's their offense.
Yes.
You know, again, they didn't do it much on offense last night.
Let me ask you about Drake London.
He's not right.
No, he's definitely not right. I thought something got re-aggravated on his first catch.
Yeah, he's not right.
And the way he looked after getting hit, it just – something didn't look right with his gait after getting up. And I was like, boy, did he just get hurt again? Mooney had a pretty nice game, kind of.
Yeah.
Sills stepped up when you needed him in a couple key – I mean, look, your receivers – Kirk Cousins was 13 of 20 for 126.
Right.
Five of those 13 were to Bijan.
Yeah.
So Sills had three, Mooney had two,
yep.
Pitts had two,
yep.
London had one.
Yep.
The receivers didn't do a lot.
They weren't asked to do a lot. You know what they asked to do? Block.
Yeah.
Well. And, you know, and that's not one of the best suits in either. But, the pocket was – when Kirk did halftime, it just seemed like he was chopping and chopping and everything like that. They were getting pressure up the middle. The guards were getting their asses whipped. I mean, Chris Lisman had some good on as far as run, but him and Nuzel, they were getting just ramrodded, dude. Just pushed back and back and back and hanging on for dear life.
What is another win for Kirk Cousins as starting quarterback of the Falcons? And he talked about, the team and having to sit and watch the Rams make a couple plays down the stretch there. But being able to pull it together late and fend off the comeback.
I just think, because your style has to change. I've been a part of comebacks where we were down 33-0 and you find your way back because your style has to change. You have to start playing fast. You start to factor in the clock and you start to get aggressive and then anything can happen. So, certainly the 10-point play was the big one. That really changed the conversation quickly when you have a 10-point play that took only 10 seconds. But if not for that, maybe it is a different story. But anytime you can get the 10-point swing in 10 seconds, it changes the conversation.
I'll tell you what, Randy. Mm-hmm. I looked at him running down the field, Jared Verse, and I looked at the time left on the clock.
Yeah.
And I said, no.
It's like 14 damn minutes left.
And I'm like, you might not only lose this game, you might end up
looking like
blown
Seattle,
out.
Looking like a Seattle situation like that when it comes out. Especially after you look at the freaking opening kickoff of the second half. You're like, oh, hell. Here they go. Here they come. But again, I thought, just the overall effort of this Falcons football team, it was an outstanding effort. Again, they made plenty of damn mistakes. They made mistakes down the stretch and got lucky on a couple things. Considering the fact is that Puka Nacua gets a touchdown, they get it called back.
A couple plays were called back for penalties.
They took the turnover away from Atlanta because James Pierce was not offsides. I don't care. He was inching, but he was not offsides. That was just one of them things where they automatically just call it whatever. He was not offsides on that play, in my opinion. And that took away a big play, a big turnover for the Falcons. But, coming right back, Watts makes the pick. What a pick that was. Outstanding coverage by him. And then you get down there, and then you get a coach on the freaking in the way, hitting the referee, which happens so much more now than I've ever seen. Where the hell is the get back guy?
Well, how many get back coaches do you need?
It's usually three of them. It's usually the head strength coach and the two assistant strength coaches. Those are usually the get back guys. So get your ass back. All right.
Yeah.
Get your ass back. Get
white,
back. Guy.
White lines, the referee's area. Because that was that really was a bad situation because you were in at least field goal range at that point.
Yes. Yes.
Speaking of Watts, a couple of different things here in. The fact that you've now won three in a row, including one over the Rams, when you look back at the trade with the Rams, those are pretty big wins, in my opinion, in how you view who won that trade. And I know you view it down the road a little bit.
Yeah.
This is not going to be the sixth overall pick anymore, right?
No.
There was a chance a couple games ago where you're like, man, we're handing them a top five, top six pick.
Right.
You're going to hand them a double-digit pick.
Yes.
You got Pierce, who looks outstanding.
Yes.
You got Watts in that deal,
yes.
Who looks outstanding, you feel, again, for nothing else about the season, you feel much better about parting with that pick now than you did even just 3 weeks ago when you're like, that's a top seven, top eight pick.
Yeah, that sounds good until the draft comes around. The Falcons have a first-round pick, and we'll be on this damn show.
Well, and then two years from now, we'll see who the Rams used it on. And
I'm just talking about right now.
Yeah.
And we get to the damn draft, all those calls that
I'm
week.
I'm trying to be happy right now, Randy. I'm working on some things. I've been saying it.
It's been that trade was worth it if you look at the production of your rookies.
Yeah. Definitely. All right, when we come back, we'll get into more NFL news and notes, the No Huddle. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael. The Midday Show continues. Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
NFL No Huddle brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Week 18, we are headed that way now that Monday Night Football and the end of Week 17 closed out with a Falcons victory. And a number of coaches addressing the status of a variety of players heading into the final week. Some that maybe have something to play for and some that maybe don't. Let's start here, Randy. The Ravens are saying that Lamar Jackson's status against the Steelers in a winner-take-all must-win game for both squads is to be determined. He missed Week 17 with a back contusion. But Tyler Huntley, they put up 40-something points, right, largely in thanks to Derrick Henry. I mean, he's got to go, right?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, if he can go, yeah, you go in this situation. I think the biggest thing is just because he's back, Todd Monken can't go away from running the ball. They need to give the ball to Derrick Henry. They did the ball. They should have been given the ball to Derrick Henry. We talked about that. Was it 2 games ago? Didn't touch the ball the last 12 minutes of the game while he's rolling. I know he had a fumble earlier, but damn that. But I think you go into that game plan, go into that with Lamar, who has been banged up all year long. I think they said 7 weeks in a row he's missed at least one day of practice. So that lets you know how banged up he is. But if he can go, I would assume he got till Saturday night. I mean, Sunday night, because they're playing the night game against Pittsburgh to try and get himself ready. But I mean, I'm not going to say I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know how bad a back injury it is, but
It better be bad.
It better be bad.
Like that's my mindset. Yeah. It better be so bad that you know. Let's say the records were a little bit different, and this game was still for the title and one of those top four seeds, but Baltimore had still a playoff berth, even if they lost. Would you then rest him to try and get close to 100% before the playoffs, or would you still go for it.
Would I rest who?
Lamar.
Yeah.
If you were still in the playoffs, you would.
If
still...
I'm in the playoffs, yes, I would rest him.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel the same way.
Yes.
The number one seed is up for grabs. We'll talk more about kind of the breakdowns and what's at stake in Week 18 tomorrow. But the Chargers have already announced they're going to rest Justin Herbert despite the chance of getting that number one seed. Trey Lance is going to make the start for the Chargers.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, Justin Herbert, that dude, I mean, he's playing his ass off with one hand, you know, and not on his throwing hand and things like that. But you're in a situation where you're in the dance, and I don't think it matters too much as far as if you're charged. I think you're already penciled in at that seven hole. But I think, you know, just letting him rest. I'm interested to see Trey Lance play. I mean, I'm interested to see how he does.
Yeah.
You know, he's just an enigma about him as far as where he was drafted and where he is now in his career. But, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I would rest him because one thing you need, if the Chargers have any chance in the playoffs, it's because Justin Herbert's there.
The Rams announced last night they're going to be playing their starters in Week 18. There's a little bit of seeding at stake. They need help to get to the 5 seed. But they're also just – Sean McVay was pretty blunt about it. We need to play better.
Yeah, I mean, they do. I mean, they're a good damn team, don't get me wrong. But staff, you know, they haven't been playing well down the stretch. You look at what happened against Seattle, you know, and then you look at what happened last night against the Falcons. I think they need to keep themselves sharp. I don't think Davante Adams will play.
Right.
But I think that, you know, if you could find a way to just, you know, like we mentioned it yesterday, the key, if you're not the number one seed, is to see if you can get to the 5. We understand that. That's the key to everything. If you're talking about going to play the NFC South in the first round of the NFC South winner on the first round of the playoffs.
And I think they would specifically need Seattle to beat San Fran, them to win, and they could sneak into the 5 seed there. Texans are going to play CJ Stroud in their starters. It's still a chance at the division title, but they need Tennessee to beat Jacksonville. And that's asking a lot.
That's asking a whole lot, man, especially as bad as they've been. There hasn't been a more hot team than damn the Jaguars, man. They've been playing their ass off because their quarterback, this is the best ball Trevor has played in his damn career. And I think, you know, the trade line acquisition of that receiver,
Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers.
He's been,
yes.
And they extended him already in season.
Yeah, but I mean, you're getting a guy like that to help you stabilize it and be more of a blanket.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
reliable.
For Trevor has also been big. But, Liam Cohen's coaching his ass.
They've been
man.
Trying to run ETN out of town for like 2
playing.
And a half
and
years.
He just keeps playing.
He's producing.
He keeps playing.
Yeah.
He just keeps playing.
There you go. And then it was announced earlier today, I think it was, the Colts are going to, again, end Philip Rivers' time. Riley Leonard is going to get the start in Week 18 for the Colts.
Yeah, not surprised by that.
No.
I think last week they just, you know, there was a slim chance that they had an opportunity to make the playoffs, and obviously they lost that game to Jacksonville. And it's something where, you know, let's see what this kid, Ryland, got. I know they were talking about, you know, because last week Phillip took all the, you know, first-team reps and things like that. Like, if they were a mathematical eliminate last week, Phillip probably wouldn't have started.
Yeah, and remember, Leonard did nick up his knee in that game that he did play. He is a mobile running quarterback, and maybe they just wanted to get him as close to 100% before giving him another chance. The Chiefs are out of the playoffs. They are also without their starting quarterback. They're actually going to use their third quarterback this coming week. But Andy Reid shared his thoughts on his future yesterday in his press availability.
I think I'm coming back. Right? If they'll have me back, I'll come back. You never know in this business, Matt. So that's a tough one. But I plan on it. Yeah,
I like that with Big Red. Big Red said, "You never know in this business." Andy will be the Kansas City Chiefs coach until he decides he does not want to be the Kansas City Chiefs coach.
Yeah.
They got, but we all know that they got some revamping they have to do. First of all, you got to get your quarterback back, obviously. But you
87
know,
might be
he is going to be. I think because this is it for Kelce, in my opinion. Then you got to get that offensive line fixed. You got to figure out a way to get younger, younger stud next to next to Jones. You got to find another player that can go with him because he eventually going to wear down because he does so much and so valuable up front. But they got to find another guy up there. But I mean, yeah, they'll be fine
Number of years. That quarterback and that tight end have covered up a lot of gaps.
Yes.
They got to get a run game.
Yep.
They got to see if they can trust Rashee Rice.
Yes. And Worthy's got to get back on his on his level of play too.
So there's a lot to consider there. Want to get your thoughts on this one, Randy? John Harbaugh says Week 18 is not about him. It's not about Mike Tomlin. It's about those two teams. Who's going to be into the playoffs? Do you think the loser of that game might be out of a job?
No. No.
I know how you feel about Tomlin.
No.
Harbaugh either?
No. No.
Okay.
No. No. I don't understand. Why are you going to fire John Harbaugh? Why? Why? What's the reason behind it? I understand the playoff record, but they go to the playoffs. His quarterback was hurt all year.
Yeah.
For some reason, Todd Monken forgot that he had Derrick Henry. So, I mean, these are the questions that I remember last week I asked Andy, like, what?
I don't understand.
When the hell did firing John Harbaugh become a thing? Like Baltimore doesn't suck. They're just not.
I get they've been favored in previous years and maybe come a little bit short.
Yeah, but
I get that. Mahomes is there, you know.
But it's not like you're not in those positions. Yeah, you had an opportunity, but your tight end dropped the ball last year. Dropped the ball in Buffalo. Yeah. He had opportunities, but it just
fired. I don't get it either.
I think Mike Tomlin, when he wants to leave Pittsburgh, he'll leave Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is not going to fire Mike Tomlin. I think this is Aaron Rodgers' last game.
Right.
But I don't think Mike Tomlin's going to.
Is it a situation for Tomlin where he just sours on the negativity surrounding his name?
He's just going to retire. He's done. It's not about the noise. He's a different kind of cat, man.
Okay.
He's a different kind of cat.
Aaron Glenn, Jets head coach, had to walk back criticism of the team's effort in loss to the Patriots.
They got their ass thrashed. And that's another one of those things where, you know, that phrase I hate, but I'll say it anyway. I can't believe the Falcons lost to that team. The Patriots are really good, don't get me wrong. But the way they kicked the Jets' ass. Drake made, 14-14 and three touchdowns in the first half, something like that? I mean, they just straight up just beat the hell out of the Jets. I love AG. I'm a big fan. I do know this takes time and what they're trying to do up there in New York as far as a rebuild, because that's what they are doing. The Raiders are in full rebuild mode. But, dude, you got your damn teeth kicked in by the Patriots.
Yeah.
And you talk about the Raiders also. The one thing that you don't want to do as an organization is piss off your franchise player. I hate tanking. I think it's the raggedest thing in the world, because that's what organizations do. Players don't tank. But for them to sit there and put that man on IR when he's telling you that he wants to play. Max Crosby is a premier player in this league. He is a face of your damn franchise. And you go by – I don't want to say go behind his back, but you put him on IR so you know you're going to lose games. And then to top it off, this man makes a video of him. I'm fine. Look at me. Yeah. I can still go out there and play. But, yeah, it's just one of those things. You don't piss off your franchise player. I tell you, who learned that the hard way? This team here in the city.
Oh,
don't piss
they?
Off your franchise player.
He's going to be our GM in a couple days.
Don't piss off your franchise player.
You mentioned the Jets as one of those teams that you just look back. There's three games that I look back at. And it's – I know that Carolina's plan for the division, whatever – that first game against Carolina is no excuse for.
Yeah.
Even if you were to lose, you can't lose like that.
Right.
The Jets game, as you mentioned, and Miami's falling apart again.
Yep.
And that's not those three games, even if you just forget Carolina, just Jets and Miami. Do the math, man. Do the math.
Both
you're
Carolina,
in the
both,
division.
Both Carolina teams. Both Carolina games.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Do the math. Unfortunately, you were eliminated weeks ago because of, largely in part, some of those games. Your calls on the Atlanta Falcons, an opportunity to share more thoughts. We'll get back to the phone lines, 404-726-0929. If you want to share some thoughts on Monday Night Football, a win over the Rams, 27-24. It felt good. It was frustrating at the same time. Thought they were going to blow it for a while, which would have just been a Falcons move of all time. But ultimately, it felt good, and we'll talk about it on the other side. It's Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael, The Midday Show, Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's only one big shot last night, Monday Night Football. That was Bijan Robinson. Just an incredible performance by him and one of the all-time games on primetime for an Atlanta Falcons member. And that game was his. On the offensive side of the ball, that game was absolutely his. He broke it open, obviously, with the 93-yarder to put you up 21-0. He had a couple of big plays in the second half as well, including a key run for a first down on your field goal drive that gave Zane Gonzalez the 51-yarder for the win. I guess I'll just start here real quick, Randy. We're going to take some calls, 404-726-0929. Zane Gonzalez has the job, right? He's just locked down for the future?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. I think it's one of you're going to bring people in. But, I mean, the way this kid, he's earned a right. He's earned a right to be the kicker. I hate saying that about people who aren't established at something. But at the same time, I think, yes, he's definitely earned his right to be the kicker next year for the Falcons.
And I know the kick got blocked, and that's not necessarily on him.
Right.
That game winner, like, it's been a lot of kicks this year where it's like, boy, I don't even know where this is headed.
Mm-hmm.
That game winner, I'm just sitting there like, he's going to make this.
Dude, it was,
I had no doubts.
Money. It was money.
It
was money. It was money. And it wasn't one of those things where Rob was like, all right, go on out there and make it. And it was money. And so, yeah, I mean, that goes back to something we started the show with. Like, you know, where would you be at if Zane was a kicker earlier? I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't want
to. They might have found a way to lose it anyway.
Or if he was just the second kicker.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, maybe. But, yeah, they would have found a way to lose it, probably. More than likely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he's 6 of 8 now with the Falcons. He's done a great job since coming over and solidified that position, and they've needed it at times. 404-726-0929, your thoughts on the Falcons, what you saw from them last night, and what it means moving forward potentially. We got Kirkwood. What's going on, Kirkwood?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We can.
Awesome. Yeah, man. I have a lot of thoughts about the Atlanta Falcons. This is Andrew from Kirkwood, by the way. We got to keep Gonzalez, man. He's fine. He's better than what we've had. Two, you know, I don't think we're going to fire Raheem Morris. Arthur Blank doesn't fire people too frequently. He's going to give him his route to try to be successful in year three. But I think we should fire Raheem Morris because we need a game-managing coach. We need a fiery, offensive-minded coach. We have a Super Bowl caliber team, we do, minus the quarterback. We really only need a top 15 quarterback to truly compete in the Super Bowl. And the front office and the coaching staff is what's turning this team away from their potential. We have all the parts. Unfortunately, we're going to have to sign Kyle Pitts to his max, and we roll with it and hope Kirk Cousins can bring us a Super Bowl next year. But I think in order for us to do that, he has to be play action, and we run the ball 32 times a game. That's the recipe, old school football, and we need a new coaching staff.
What's his name?
That was Andrew and Kirkwood.
What the hell are you looking at that you could say this is a Super Bowl caliber team? What about this roster says that this could be a Super Bowl roster? What?
I don't think they're there.
No, they're not even close.
No,
they're not even close.
I think you talk about.
They're not even close. No, there's nothing you're going to put. They got parched of good players.
That's where
there's
I was headed.
There's nothing about this team. This team is 8-and-whatever for a reason.
Front to back, they're not there.
No. This team ain't close.
They have structure to build around.
Okay.
But you're missing.
They don't have the most important thing.
I was getting there, yeah.
All right? They don't have a quarterback, all right? But for somebody, like they got a Super Bowl caliber. No, the hell they don't. And fiery don't mean nothing. Can you coach? You can barely speak. Can you coach football? Fiery and yelling at players does not make them better. All right, does not mean there's different styles of coaching that wins in football. Fiery and all that stuff. That looks good. That don't mean that you're gonna win nothing. You got to get a quarterback. You got to continue to build this roster. You got to upgrade your offensive line. You got to upgrade your defensive line. Because of that, they're not caliber because they don't have that kind of trench play if you're talking about winning Super Bowls in the NFL. You don't have it.
Yes. A lot would seem to have been made yesterday about Bijan's workload, specifically in that game. Did it feel like too much to you? And I know – in a different scenario with a healthy Drake London and whatever, it might work out differently. But a lot of questions were asked post-game about whether he could sustain that level.
Sustain
and
what? He's a freaking running back, and he's your best player. Run his ass into the ground. I hate the fact that happens, but that's what he's there for. You draft him 7 overall. You give him a workload.
All right, John is in Griffin. What's going on, John?
Guys, really enjoy your show, and Andrew, I'm glad you joined today because you had a lot, and I like Randy a lot as well. There's so many things that I want to say about the Falcons, but it's really too many to mention. But I think the one bad thing that happened this last year was the drafting of Penix. Being somebody who can't play on a center really cuts down on Bijan's ability to run the football. If you can't do play-action passing in the NFL, you're never going to beat anybody. And having to play out of the shotgun, that's what I call it, really, I think, defeats the football team from the get-go. I hope we don't fall into the situation that we fell into with Dan Quinn, where he wins a few football games at the end of the year, comes back the next year, blows the first 5. We have to fire him in the middle of the year, and we've really wasted 2 years. So I think we need a new GM because he made a terrible pick in Penix, and I think we need a new coach. Thank you.
Look, I think there's a number of changes that need to be made. I'd be careful with, like, some crazy major overhauls. You can't change everything all at once.
Why not?
Well, for one, contractually.
I understand that.
Two, first-round pick.
But that's my biggest thing. I keep saying that everybody blow it up. I'm like, okay, you're willing to just be really bad? I mean, this team has parts. I didn't say they didn't have parts. They're not near or close to being a Super Bowl contending team. They're not even close to being a playoff team, as we see by the record. But at the same time, they have to figure out the quarterback position. Unless they don't – you can have everything, but you can't win it like that. You can't – and, well, my man, and I appreciate the call, not him, the previous caller, it's hard to win Super Bowls nowadays with the middle-of-the-road quarterback. All right, it's hard to do that. Not saying that you can't, but those dudes usually win those things. And I think when you talk about complimenting and all those things, I do agree. They have to learn how to play under center and everything. But I do not believe that's the end-all, be-all of offensive football nowadays, as some people want to try and make it. I get it. I understand it. I was born and raised in a under-center type run game, everything, because it gives you more options. It gives you a better chance to run the football, all those different things. But it's not the end-all, be-all like everybody keeps saying it is.
You just got to find what works for your
staff. And go with it.
And go with it. Whether that's because of the coordinator's mindset, whether that's because of your limitations at quarterback or whatever, whether it's because of limitations outside of the quarterback.
It could be.
I think you've had to adjust what you do offensively because you've been pretty much, and I know Drake London came back last week and was better. This week, not great. Still banged up, still dealing with stuff. And it's been pretty much a Bijan and Pitts show for a couple of weeks. You have to adjust your offense because of that. And so I just don't think it's any one you have to do. There's no have to do this to win.
No.
What you have to do is maximize the talent that you have on field and in the booth. If you could do that, that's what sets you up to have the best chance. Other than that, get better talent.
Yep.
And that's not a coaching thing. That's not a player thing. That's a front office thing. It's everyone. Andrew is in Woodstock. What's going on, Andrew?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today, sir?
Doing good, man.
Question I got is, and Bijan, it's a Bijan question, and of course, you know, he's a beast that we have on the team. The question I got is, does the owner, I'm not saying the coach or anybody, does the owner sit down with Bijan and go, look, we want to make this happen. You're an awesome dude. We want to win. Please stay confident. Because after the game, Bijan was still fired up, pumped up. He could have played another game. He was just pumped up. Do you talk to him and go, look, you're on our team. We want to be successful. You know, do you talk to the guy? Do you explain to him what's going on?
Well, I don't understand the question. What is going on? Like, are you talking about, like, in terms of future contract talks or?
Yeah, our future want to win. We want to win. It's the future. You're our future. Do you sit down with Bijan and go, hey, please stick with us. Stay confident. Stay positive, and stay with us.
Okay, I got you. Appreciate the call there, Andrew. Randy, let me ask you a question. When the season's over and you have those exit interviews,
right?
Who is that with? Is that normally with the head coach, yes. GM, owner?
Head coach.
Then that's the discussion.
Right.
It's between, assuming Raheem's there for the exit interviews.
Right.
It would be between Raheem and Bijan.
Yep.
And look, we've all seen Bijan. He's such a positive person.
Awesome
you don't
person.
Even have to talk to him about that.
He's an awesome person.
He's already there. His mindset's already there. But if you were going to have those conversations, it would be – and Raheem's incredibly positive too. It's just two positive guys talking about next year.
I think another thing about that is – and I'm trying to wrap my head around what he was saying – being patient is one thing, but it's not like the NBA. When your superstar player is frustrated, they leave. Bijan ain't going nowhere. All right, Bijan ain't going nowhere. Bijan will be here. Bijan will sign a deal. And if I'm the Falcons, I'm trying to get him to do this offseason to be the highest paid running back in ball. Period.
Is this? Do they have to pick up his option this year?
No, it's next. This is end of his third year. So,
which is when they pick up the option ahead of the fifth, right?
Yes, but he's extension eligible.
Yeah, you'll pick up the option if you haven't agreed to a deal yet. That gives you more time to agree to a deal.
Right.
But or to keep him for...
No, I would give him a new contract.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah,
I would too. Very quickly. Mike is in Kennesaw. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, and Happy New Year. I look at the Falcons, and Randy, I think you got it right. We have great players, but we haven't seen yet.
Right.
I don't think that ethos is formed with those guys. And whether that's from a lack of coaching or whatever player dynamics, that's open for debate. But good, bad, or indifferent, I think we got to keep Kirk Cousins. Last year, he started out 6-3 before his injury, came back and bit us in the butt. He gets benched. We bring in Penix, and Penix is basically the new incarnation of was it Anthony Richardson from the Colts? I mean, just
No.
Randy,
you're not going there. He is not no there.
Yes,
no. Anthony Richardson can play at this level. Anthony Richardson can't really play at this level. You come on now. You want to talk about injury? okay, maybe. But we're talking about quarterback for quarterback.
That's what I'm talking
Come
about.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
That is precisely what I'm
talking about. Come on, man.
No. Michael Penix, as, with his skills, talents, and abilities, are phenomenal. I think his body sell-by date has passed.
You think it's what?
Passed. Like, his body has gone as far as it's ever going to go, and he's never going to recover from that.
I don't think.
Yeah.
My man, Happy New Year. I appreciate your call. I do.
Here's the difference, though.
I'm not going to give you that.
Penix doesn't have to do physically what Anthony Richardson has to do to succeed. He doesn't. Obviously, he needs his body to be a high-performance machine, but inside the pocket for the most part.
Yes.
And I know we all want him to run and all that. Anthony Richardson needs 70 rush yards a game to be productive.
Yes.
If Michael Penix had 70 rush yards a game, he'd be the top five quarterback in the league.
Yes.
But we're not asking him to do that.
You're not asking him to do that. But no, Michael has – I understand what you're saying because, again, I said it earlier, until he makes it through a whole season, he's going to be –
Sure.
I'm listening.
Questions.
I have no issue with people questioning his ability. But when you say stuff like that, the Anthony Richardson part about it, I can't go with that because Michael Penix, like Abe said, doesn't have to do what Anthony Richardson has to do to win. And – I'm on record saying that. What the hell are you thinking about picking him at number four overall anyway?
And again, I know we're all talking about Kirk Cousins, and that's fine. I have no issue saying – and again, you're talking about Penix and what he can or can't do in terms of running a certain type of offense. What Kirk Cousins did yesterday, Michael Penix can do.
He can do
and
that.
And I'm not talking about running the offense.
Yeah,
13-20.
He can do that. You need more from him, though. You need more from
him.
But the thing with it is that Kirk Cousins thing – why would Kirk want to come back here? And why would you have Kirk on it? So if you're telling me that you want Kirk Cousins, you got to give Kirk another contract or an extension because Kirk is like damn near $60 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the numbers are all getting a little screwy because I think you only save like 22 or 23 by actually cutting him. And,
right.
And maybe you can July 1st.
But if I'm Kirk Cousins, why the hell am I still here? I think y'all did me the way y'all did me.
He's still under contract, though.
I know
and
he
so,
is. I know he is.
But you'll
they're
talk.
Gonna they're gonna
you'll
have talk. They're gonna have to cut him.
Yeah, or come to a new deal that's kind of splits the money differently. But I don't know why they do that either. All right, the midday show continues. Final hour. We're getting into some college football here a little bit. We'll share a couple more thoughts or two. I have one or two left over from the Falcons Monday Night Football win. We'll talk about that next. It is the midday show. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. Randy McMichael taking us home till 2 o'clock today on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.